This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as our one for seniors, and that's seniorresourceofcolorado.com. Well, we're glad to have a new partner with us on Haystack Help, and it's M4 Roofing and Gutters, and they're located right here in Englewood, and it's great to have the owner, Kevin Trisna, with us. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, roofing, Matt. Talk about a competitive field, man. Couldn't you pick something else?
It's crazy only a business, few people for sure. Very competitive.
Yeah. So, quick question for you. What does hail really do to roofs? I mean, you don't think about it just pitter-pattering up there a little bit, but, I mean, how does it really damage?
Sure. What happens with the hail, normally the size of the hail needs to be about golf ball size in order to really – damaged shingles.
Okay.
And the damage occurs when the granules get knocked off the shingle and therefore accelerates the service life. So if you had a 25-year shingle, you're not going to see holes in the roof, which sometimes people who think they know a lot
right.
look for holes. There aren't going to be holes. It's just now your 25-year shingle is probably reduced to a 10-year shingle, and that's when the insurance company steps up, and that's why they replace it.
Sure. So you've been doing this a long time. So how has the materials changed over the years of what we're seeing now in roofs?
You know, the materials have changed not a whole lot. They still have the granules on top of the shingles. They have phased out organic shingles. They had those in the past. They have introduced over the last 10 years impact-resistant shingles, mm-hmm. and those can help cut people's premiums on their insurance. However, they're not impact proof.
Sure.
And some people hear impact resistant and they think, boy, it would be great not to have another roofing project in my hands. Right. So the impact resistant is something that's been new over the years, as well as some of the steel roofs as well. So there's lots of different.
Now, do you guys do commercial and residential?
Yes, sir. Both okay. commercial and residential.
All right. And I remember the other day I asked you in your office, kind of what area do you service? And you named other states. So, I mean, you'll go kind of anywhere.
We'll go anywhere.
It's a good job.
Correct. Yeah, we do have an office also down in Colorado Springs, and we're looking to open one up in the Fort Collins area this year.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the whole Front Range covered, as well as going out of state, which is how I got to Colorado, but we're staying put in Denver for this year.
Sure. So what is really the first step as a homeowner? Let's say we have a hailstorm. You're not sure if it did your roof damage or not. What should be the first step for a homeowner? Call their agent?
I believe calling their insurance agent should be the very first step.
Okay.
There's lots of companies out there that will knock on doors. You don't know where they're from. So to get a recommendation from the insurance company, I think, is the very first step that they should do.
Right. And, it's certainly not a bad thing, and we've said this for years on our show, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it be windows or roofing, whatever, it's not a bad thing for somebody to knock on your door. Maybe a good, aggressive local company that's just trying to get, business. Hey, nothing wrong with that, and that's why we're here today. But you want to be very careful about just, someone coming to your door, and especially when I say very careful, don't be very careful. Just don't do this. Don't sign anything at your door.
That's correct. They have a lot of really, really good salesmen or door knockers that are friendly. And the last thing they're going to say is, hey, we're really bad at what we do and we don't follow up, but please sign with us anyways.
Right.
So we do have canvassing teams that go out. We're aggressive. We like to service the customers. However, checking with your agent, I think, and not signing anything at the doors is your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just talk about how you guys work. So if you go to someone, let's say, or they call you, I mean, then do you all just come out and get on the roof then and do an inspection?
That's correct. Yeah, we do like to inspect the roof first before they file a claim, because some companies will actually knock on anybody's door and tell you they can offer you a free roof, and that's great news. However, that might not be the truth.
Sure.
So we always like to advise our customers not to call and file a claim, which is different than calling your agent for a recommendation. And
gotcha.
Then we go out there and do a visual inspection of the roof. And then at that point, if we determine there's enough damage to file a claim, we'll assist the customer in making that happen.
Right. Again, Kevin Tresna is with us. This is M4 Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. You can find them at haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And they are a great local company right here. And as Kevin just mentioned, they're looking at opening a couple other offices. So we highly recommend them. Now, when you get on the roof, and let's say, you know, half of it's damage. I mean, how does that work with the insurance company when one half has some damage and the other half doesn't? Will they usually go ahead and replace it all?
Yeah, they'll go ahead and replace it all because normally you'll find some damage on the other slopes.
Okay.
So, and most of the insurance companies are, when there's damage like that, they're willing to look hard on the other half and work with the customers. It's just that if you get on the peripheral of the storm and it's light damage, then it's a little bit harder to have them work with you and replace the entire roof.
Sure. We work with a group insurance analyst, and we do some shows with them about homeowners policies. And I say this all the time, most people really don't know what their homeowners policy says about a roof. And there can be some ginormous shocks to the person when they figure out what their deductible is.
That's correct.
So people really need to look at their policies and understand what's covered, don't they?
Right, and many times they don't understand until we get out there and we read what the adjuster writes up, and every once in a while they're in for a big surprise. Mm-hmm. So it does help to contact your agent, or we're very well versed in understanding the policy and can assist them in that whole process of getting a file claimed and completed.
What's usually the time frame from when someone can call you? And I realize depending on weather and a lot of different things, and, you know, you get busy. I mean, is it usually a 2 or 3 months or 60 days? I mean, what's it?
It definitely varies, and I'll give you a good example. There's times when a weather event occurs, and one insurance company can have a claims adjuster out there within 2 to 3 days, and then others can take 3 weeks.
Sure.
So right off the bat, there's a difference there just based on the insurance company. When people call within a week of a storm, they can usually have their project wrapped up within 3 to 4 months. But the longer they wait to call, then they're just further back in line. But patience is the one thing we definitely try to preach to customers. And the one good thing about the hail damage industry is, unlike a tornado that rips off sections of the roof,
sure,
the roof is still watertight for the most part.
Right.
So if they're just patient, don't get excited about getting it completed sooner by using someone they don't know. That works against them many times. So if they can just have patience, we'll get there, just like all the other local roofers.
And that's one thing we do with our senior resource of Colorado referral list, because a lot of times someone is very good coming at the door of a senior and making them feel panicked.
Right.
You know, hey, your roof's going to fall in because
right.
we had the hailstorm. And you don't want to do that.
Oh,
so
no.
Do not sign anything. So, like, for you to get up on the roof, when we say don't sign something, we've heard of some companies that will say, here's just a release for you to sign for us to get on the roof. But yet, actually, they have signed a contract.
Correct.
Because most of us don't read what we sign.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because that starts the distrust between the customer and the homeowner. And unfortunately, it gives the roofing industry a bad name, but that is what it is. So, again, do not sign anything and just contact the agent.
Right. Now, deductibles. There was a deal several years ago where a lot of companies were going around, hey, we'll pay your deductible and all that.
Right.
But now that's not admissible, right?
It's not admissible, and from what I understand, it never was. But I believe in 2009, there was a company that came in and really took about 100 to 200 customers for their money. And the way they got their money was by telling them they would pay their deductible. So the state got together and really tried to promote the idea that paying deductibles are illegal and the customers legally are responsible to pay their deductible anyway. So if a company tells you they're going to pay your deductible, they probably don't have a whole lot of other good traits to stand on, and that's how they get people to sign up.
You know, I was looking at something in your office here the other day, and you talked about roof certifications. Explain what that is.
Roof certifications come into play when real estate transactions occur. Sometimes the mortgage company that's going to put a lot of money down, they want to make sure that that roof is safe and secure, which is going to protect the rest of the house. So there's a roof certification where a roofer will go out, inspect the roof, determine if it can be certified anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. And from time to time, it can be certified with minor repairs. From time to time, it's hail damaged and they didn't know it. And so everybody going into that transaction really needs to know the condition. Mm-hmm. And we offer those. And we have a pretty big staff, so we're able to quickly respond. Because in that real estate transaction, time is of the essence.
Sure.
And commissions are on the line for the real estate agents, so it can be kind of a frantic time period. But we understand that business, and therefore we put that as a priority to get that type of work done, you know, ASAP.
Right. Now, when the insurance company's called in, they're usually one of your representatives out there at the home when that insurance agent comes out as well?
Yes, we like to be present when the adjuster goes out from the insurance company just because there's so much language in the industry that the homeowners don't understand. And it is somewhat comical to watch the claims adjuster explain everything to a homeowner, and you can tell the homeowner has no idea what that adjuster is talking about. But since we've been doing this for such a long time and we understand it, then we're able to reiterate what they said and take it from there.
Sure. Once again, their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. Their website is m4roofing.com, so check them out. And real quick before a break, roofing and gutters. So do most of the time you have to replace gutters when you do a roof?
You know, there's so many different scenarios, so it's hard to say most of the time.
Okay.
When you get really big hail that's wind-driven and causes a lot of damage, we ask those homeowners to go ahead and get those gutters replaced. But there's times when they're lightly dented and they don't necessarily need to be replaced.
Okay.
And in the industry, it's common for homeowners to not pay and get the gutters replaced, but then they can start using some of that money towards the deductible. And the insurance adjuster will tell them that as long as they understand they cannot get replaced twice. So if they use the money to help cover the deductible and they get damaged again, then they're not going to pay for it twice.
Well, good. Well, Kevin, this is great information. Glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having some more shows here in the future with you.
Great. It's my pleasure.
303-797-8600, m4roofing.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, "Oh, that's not for me," just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have David C. Sean back in studio with us. And David is with C. Sean Financial Services, and that is also with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cseanfinancialservices.com. And David's kind enough to give us a free consultation. So if you'd ever like to do that, please give him a call at 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome Mr. C. Sean. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Scott. Thank you very much.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Had a little bit. Hey, I guess we got HIPAA laws here, so we got to be careful. But no, yeah, I got a knee replaced, so that's awesome.
Yep, got one, and it's already in the past history.
So, boy, that's good. And you're looking good and doing good. So, man, it's amazing what they can do to now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really is.
Much better than when we played ball years ago.
Yeah.
It took forever.
I bet, for sure. Well, again, C. Sean Financial Services, and David comes on with us a few times a month, and we talk about retirement planning and all the things that are involved with that. And we were discussing today's topic here, and we were talking about the fears that people have in retirement and outliving their income. And David, I was sharing with you an article I read, and it said 3,000 people were polled and asked what they feared the most, death or running out of money in retirement. And two-thirds came back, they feared running out of money in retirement. So it's a real fear.
It's a huge fear, and that percentage just goes up as time goes on because we have such great longevity in this country now. You know, back when I first started my business, if you lived to age 72, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that has increased over the years to the point now where people who are 65 and are married, one of the two folks have a chance of over 30% of living to age 90. And we see many statistics that take that to 95. So what we try to do is we try to plan to age 100, not age 72 anymore.
Right.
And so when people think about that, they retire, whether voluntarily or forced, and now all of a sudden they're looking at the potential of 30 years in retirement. We have people that have been in retirement more than they've worked. And you need to be able to have the cash flow to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest concern that we have, we've got a number of risks that we go over that every client has to address. Some have addressed them already and don't have many left. But the primary risk is longevity. How long will you live?
And that's really where it starts, because if you don't plan for those proper number of years, you know, that's not, and if you don't make it to that age, you're still good because you've got that plan to take that. But like you said, Man, in that article also it said, you know, if you're a healthy 65-year-old male, 42% have a chance of living to 90, and another 22% to 95, just like you said. So you've got to have a plan that starts there. How long do you need the money for?
Yeah, right? And you need it forever,
mm-hmm.
All right? And the primary concern that most people learn about is having some form of lifetime guaranteed income. Lifetime guaranteed income, you will read in many of the history books on financial planning, is the key to covering those percentages of monthly expenses that you want covered. You want to have that guaranteed monthly income in the foundation of your financial house so that nothing can wreck it. Such things, and people ask me, well, what are, you know, guaranteed lifetime income vehicles? Well, obvious is Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
From those that are getting it, we've got cost of living increases, hopefully, along the way. And that's a check that comes in every month on time, and you like it. You like that check coming in.
Sure.
Some people are fortunate enough to have a pension, although a lot of them are gone by the wayside, but there are a few of the folks that's still around that have an actual pension that gets a check every month. Let's say like the teachers here in Colorado have PARA.
Mm-hmm.
They get that check every month and it has a cost of living increase in it every year. And that check comes in. So some folks have the ability to get their Social Security check and then maybe a pension check from where they work. So they get two checks coming in. And it's a question of deciding for each individual, how much money on a guaranteed basis do you want coming in to cover what percentages of fixed expenses every month? You cover those fixed expenses, whatever, whether you want to cover 25% of them or 75 or 100%. You cover those fixed expenses, the anxiety of retirement dissipates.
Sure.
And that is a key for people to really understand. And there are only so many tools that
right.
you can use for guaranteed lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you read, the newspapers, listen on CNBC News, all these gurus that come on and tell you this, that, and the other thing, what to buy, what to have, what to keep. There's only a couple of things that you can do to have lifetime guaranteed income. Now, if a client tells me, I don't care about lifetime income, income, that's fine. That's his prerogative. When he leaves the office, he'll sign a note saying he doesn't care about lifetime income.
You know? So you can remind him later.
if there's a need.
Right.
But the point is that most people need some amount.
Sure.
So the way they either get it is, again, having Social Security, having a pension, or looking at tools like annuities. And annuities aren't dirty words. Annuities is a tool that can be used. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of different annuity tools out there. And if you use it for the wrong reason, they're absolutely terrible. If you use it for the right reason, they could be incredibly helpful.
Right.
So you know, and I always ask people, what other tools do you have out there that you know about that you can tell me about that'll do the same job?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what are they? And all these people that advertise just buying stocks and bonds, they can't do anything.
Right.
The banks can't do anything that's reasonable. All right. So there's not many tools left. And people have to understand what those tools are and how they can work for them and then find a comfort level if they are with them and to be able to employ them to the extent that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Not that a salesman needs, but
sure,
they need.
Sure. And you know, so it looks like it starts out with the mapping out the plan of number of years they need it and then finding that right vehicle. And sometimes it may be a couple of those vehicles, so to speak, to get you to where you want to be.
Precisely. And it takes a little effort, takes a little time, but that's why we have people come in and visit with us. We are fiduciaries by law, which means we have to fully understand a client before we can make any recommendation. Therefore, a client will come in and sit down with us, and I have to get a bunch of information in the first session. And normally that's pretty easy to do. And then number two, we have a second session, and they'll review what we've had. I'll review with them what they told me to make sure I'm on the same page as them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't charge for those meetings. Those are so that we get to know each other, and I can see if there's anything I can help them with, and if they really do want our help.
Right. For that number for free consultation is 720-482-1917. Again, you can check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And again, David's with the Householder Group. And, you know, throughout the next few months, you're going to hear about some different classes that they do that will be coming up in September and October, and we'll talk about those. We're going to talk about long-term care and a lot of different things that make up this, because it's amazing the people that I run into that hear our show and they say, oh, you know, I'm pretty good with my investments. And they think that is their retirement plan in a whole, right, just because investing. And that's very far from the truth.
That's 20% of what you need to address. There's another 80% that is equally as important. And people fail to address it. And that's why we have people that come in for the first time that I classify as just-in-case retirement folks. And these are folks that, along the way, they put together some assets, and they're waiting, and they've waited to retirement, and they thought, boy, when retirement comes, I'm going to buy that new boat so I can go fishing the way I want to.
Right.
Or they say, you know, let's take that trip to New Zealand, and while my wife's running around, I could go fish for those big salmon. and then when retirement comes, all of a sudden they say, geez, I'll just keep using that old boat just in case I need to raise some money. Or instead of going to New Zealand on that trip, why don't we go over to Grand Junction and save that money, and it's just in case retirement, I call it, because of that. They're concerned, and then what happens? They die, their kids get the money, and the kids buy the big boats and go to New Zealand. So we have to be aware of this, and we have to know that planning is an important little item along the way, so that we don't have that anxiety when we hit retirement and we have a plan of action.
Sure. Real quick, a couple minutes left here. Why is getting a second opinion an important deal in this? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that either have worked with financial advisors and maybe weren't happy, now they got out of it, they're trying to handle themselves, or they say, hey, you know, I've been with a guy or gal 15 years, and as far as I know, I'm good, but it doesn't cost anything for them to come in and meet with you to get that a second opinion. So I would just say, why not? Because you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get peace of mind that you're doing the right thing, or, man, maybe you can catch something now that's really going to help you, right?
Right. Well, I think what the reason is historically people have gone to advisors or brokers or other financial people, and what has happened to them is they walk in, and before they know it, they're filling out a little piece of paper about their risk, and 10, 15 minutes later, they're coming back to them and say, geez, you know, all the stuff that you own is just junk. Sell that, and this is the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's ridiculous. And so people are paranoid. They're paranoid of being pressured into something.
Right.
All right. Now, as fiduciaries, I can't do that. I don't want to go to jail, so we don't do that kind of thing.
Sure.
All right. But we encourage people to come in to get a second opinion. And the things that most people own, quite honestly, in my opinions and what I've seen over the years, there's nothing wrong. Maybe they just need to tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've been with somebody 15 years, that means something. I'm not going to disrupt their relationship.
Right.
I'm going to show them how to enhance what they have. And maybe I can't. And that's okay.
Sure.
But the point really being is that you get a second set of eyes. No one is pressuring them to do something. But I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, because as a fiduciary, I got to understand you first before I can recommend what steps that you ought to consider.
Right.
What are your choices? And what are the ramifications of those choices?
And everybody's different. Everybody's situation's different. And so, you know, you may go to some of these firms where, I mean, they're locked in. They're kind of a captive agent, I guess I would say.
Yep.
And so they may say, hey, this is the best thing we've got.
Right.
And that may be the best thing they've got, but it may not be the best thing for you.
Right. And that's why going to what I call independent folks, we're a registered investment advisory firm. We're independent. We can go anywhere, do anything with the products and services that are out there to solve the client's problems. And that's the key. What problems does the client have and how do you solve them? It's not what product you're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you solve them?
Sure.
Now, it may end up in some form of some product.
Right.
But they're going to understand it. And if they don't understand it and aren't comfortable, they're not going to buy it here.
Right. David, thank you so much. Always great to have you in. CeShawnFinancialServices.com. Give them a call today for that free consultation, or you know what, maybe that second opinion. 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome in studio now Dr. Dean Anderson. He's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. They're located at 8400 East Prentice Avenue. 720-851-9694 is the number, 720-851-9694. Great to see you, Dr. Anderson.
Good to see you, Scott.
It's only been about 5 years I've tried to get you to do this show. No, you're a busy man.
Well, here we are.
Great to have you in. I tell you what, it's the first time you've been on. Let's give a little background about yourself and then kind of an overall view of your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Dr. Anderson. I've been in practice here in the Denver area for since 2002. It's been the past probably coming up on 9 years where the sole focus of our office has been the treatment of peripheral nerve pain. So we work with a lot of patients who are diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. We've got a treatment that we use in our office for nerve pain that patients are dealing with, which is commonly burning, stabbing, shooting, electrical type pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of 100% of what we do these days.
Wow. Yep. So when we talk about the word neuropathy, I think I've mentioned some people, like, what is that? And other people, absolutely know what it is, but give us just kind of that definition of neuropathy.
Absolutely. Neuropathy is just nerve damage. And we specifically see patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy. So this is neuropathy of the peripheral nerves. And these are nerves in our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms. Usually, Scott, when this starts off, patients will notice some altered sensation. You know, they'll start to feel kind of numbness or tingling, pins and needles in the ball of the feet or their toes. As the condition progresses, it can start to work its way up the extremities towards the knees. Usually the symptoms are pretty equal bilateral, you know, one side compared to the other.
Right.
And then the other thing that'll happen as it progresses, just symptoms will intensify. So patients will start to have more of the sharp shooting electrical nerve pain. Patients have a lot of numbness, and because of the numbness they have real issues with balance and stability. We see patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So, again, peripheral neuropathy is damage to peripheral nerves, and these are the nerves in our extremities.
Now, are there different types? You use the word peripheral neuropathy. Right? Yeah. Is that the main term? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's the main term, but there are different types of peripheral neuropathy, and more importantly, there's different causes. You know, that's usually one of the more common questions that patients have when they come in, is some people know why they have it, and there's always something that causes it.
Sure.
Patients are very familiar with diabetes being a common cause.
Sure.
But other things that can cause this are any real issue with blood sugar. Patients who are even pre-diabetic can end up with peripheral neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. Certain chemotherapies are known to cause neuropathy.
Oh, okay.
It can be side effects of statin medications. It can be a result of an autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problem. So one of the things we really focus on when patients come in the beginning is really getting an understanding of why they have it, what's causing it, because, of course, that's going to be a real key in successful treatment with that individual.
Sure. So walk through that kind of initial consultation. I mean, you know, what are some of the questions you just ask, you know?
Yeah, well, commonly when patients are coming in, my goal is practitioners to figure out if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Sure, see if you can help them.
Absolutely. So when I sit down with patients, I'm going through a very thorough health history with them. And again, this is trying to help me understand not only their symptoms and how it affects their daily activities and what their goals are, but, you know, I need to understand a lot of background. I need to understand other health conditions they have. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning and really just gathering information. The other thing we do at an initial consultation is we go through a very specific peripheral neuropathy exam. There's some specific tests we do which help us understand the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, you know, and all of this information is going to really help determine if we can help them.
Sure. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest once again. He's a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center and the owner of Front Range Medical Center as well. His number is 720-851-9694. And I didn't ask you this before we went on live radio, but is it a free consultation?
Yeah, the consultation when patients come in is a complimentary consultation.
Okay.
And Scott, that consultation includes, you know, a chance where I can sit down, go through their health history. I also go through that neuropathy-specific exam I mentioned, and I review past medical history. So oftentimes after patients are in that first appointment, we do request some of their past records to look at.
Okay.
And again, this just starts to help me understand why they have neuropathy, what's causing it.
Sure. Do you see, is there a age range in this? Does it happen mostly with people, let's say, over 50? Or do you sometimes see it in people 30, 40 years old?
I mean, I've had different ages,
okay.
Absolutely. But more commonly, my clientele are patients who are, you know, 60 or over.
Okay.
Neuropathy, again, is usually caused by something, some other health condition, you know, some autoimmune inflammatory condition, a blood sugar problem. So as, you know, our health kind of degenerates as we age, we'll tend to have, neuropathy.
Yeah.
So point is most of my patients, are usually 60 and over.
Right. Would you say it most of the time it affects diabetics, or sometimes, hey, there's really no sign of diabetes, but they still can have this peripheral neuropathy?
Absolutely the latter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be blood sugar problems. I mean, it is the most common cause that I'll see to neuropathy, blood sugar issues, but I see a lot of patients in my office who have neuropathy as, you know, results of side effects of medications because of autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problems. So there's a long list of things. You know, liver, kidney issues can cause neuropathy. So it's not just blood sugar problems.
Right. So I know the word cure, or, you know, we stay away from the word of curing something, but is this something that your goal is you're trying to get them as close to a cure as possible, or is it really a managing type of deal that you go through with a process like yours?
I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the treatment we do, because that'll help me better explain some of our objectives and goals with patients. We do a treatment in our office that's electrical. It's called electronic signaling treatment, and it's the most advanced form of electromedicine. It uses really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And our whole objective with the treatment part of what we do is to treat the patient's symptoms of pain. You know, they're burning, they're sharp, shooting electrical pain. So the treatment's very effective and good at being able to handle nerve pain.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of what we do is we work a lot with the underlying issues of what's caused that nerve pain. So if patients have blood sugar issues, if they have inflammatory problems, if they have autoimmune issues, there's also things we're doing to address those underlying issues. So then once they go through treatment with us and we treat their neuropathy pain and they're not having the burning and they're not having the stabbing pain and they can sleep at night and they have better sensation, so they walk better, it doesn't come back. You know, so you have to be able to do both. The treatment we do, this technology allows us to treat the nerve pain, but then we're also addressing those other issues along with it to allow the patient to have a good prognosis. So to answer your question of, is this management, is it a cure? I never use the word cure. We can't make new nerves.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's not what we're doing. We're treating nerve pain with a treatment. But the objective is to be able to get a patient to, let's say they rate 80% improvement when they're done. You know, they're not having the pain they did, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy hikes with their family and go to movies and, you know, have a good quality of life. Well, we want it to stay like that.
Yeah,
so we do follow-ups with patients, and patients will sometimes have to do ongoing things, not in the office, but if they have neuropathy because of blood sugar problems, mm-hmm. then they're going to have to keep their sugar stable. Because if it's not, then it could come back. You know, so what we do is we want to take patients from point A to point B, and then we release them from care. We don't expect this to come back, but there are ongoing things patients have to do to make sure that those underlying issues don't trigger their neuropathy symptoms again.
Sure. It's amazing that no matter what type of doctors I have in to do interviews with, how much our diet affects so much of different conditions.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Dr. Dean Anderson's with us. Again, it's Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. Now, this consultation he just talked about has a $120 value, but again, if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, they will get you in for that free consultation, and you can also check them out online at advancedneuropathytreatment.com.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Let's change that website. Website's no longer active, and we've switched it. No problem.
Yes.
The website is denverneuropathy.com.
Denverneuropathy.com.
You got it.
So denverneuropathy.com is the website for that. And again, only for our Haystack listeners can you call and get this free consultation. It's 720-851-9694. So this must be, I mean, anytime we have pain, it's miserable, but wow, this must really change people's life when they go through this condition of neuropathy.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Scott, one of the most rewarding things for me when I see patients is a lot of times patients are told in dealing with neuropathy that nothing can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a common thing that I see. And a lot of patients coming into our office are, frankly, very skeptical because they've been told nothing can be done.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm always very upfront with patients, and I tell individuals, we can't help everyone. You know, but if their neuropathy is not too severe, and if we can figure out why they have it, you know, treatment's going to be effective at handling the nerve pain. And we address those underlying issues, and we balance their sugar out, or we decrease their inflammatory issues, or, you know, they have their prescribing doctors take them off the medications that maybe caused it. Their prognosis can be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most rewarding things is to see patients who, you know, thought that they were at a point nothing could be done, and that they, you know, were going to continue to struggle just trying to sleep at night, or they weren't going to be able to travel with their family because their mobility was so bad, or, you know, they couldn't simply go on a hike because they hurt so much.
Right.
You know, for those patients to get results and for them to be able to do those simple things, you know, it's very rewarding. So, you know, for a lot of these people, it's, you know, they feel hopeless, and when they have hope, it's a nice thing.
Sure. Do you see that a lot? A couple minutes left here in this segment. Do you see that a lot, where some of the prescriptions and medications people on really cause them more problems than good.
Man, it can, but it's such a fine line, you know, because there's a time and place for everything.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like I see patients who have neuropathy because of, you know, chemo that they've had. But, I mean, they've got to take chemo because they've had cancer, you know. So, yeah, it's just that kind of the fine line. So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we do see the side effects of medications, but, you know, I think everybody's always trying to do the best they can for their patients. And, you know, that's our goal in our office.
Absolutely. Give the office a call, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, denverneuropathy.com. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and it's a free consultation. Dr. Anderson, great information.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You need to reevaluate your homeowner's insurance on a regular basis anyway, but especially this summer. Right now, Colorado insurance companies are adjusting their prices to accommodate the large volume of expensive hail damage claims from last summer. As insurance companies adjust, you should too. Group insurance analysts will shop many different insurance companies at no cost to you, hunting for the right plan at the best price. Call GIA today before changes take effect. 303-423-0162. Now more than ever, you need an independent agent assigned to you personally, someone who will regularly re-evaluate your coverage. Your personal group insurance analyst works for you, not for a specific insurance company. Call GIA now to re-evaluate your homeowner's insurance before prices rise. 303-423-0162.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us. Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. Their address is 8400 East Prentice Avenue, and the number is 720-851-9694. Dr. Anderson is the owner and a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, and going to talk about neuropathy today. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, see a lot on TV. Radio is a little different. Hey, be a little more casual and don't have to worry about it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Pretty easy, so good deal. So neuropathy, boy, you see the term a lot. You see some ads on it with TV, radio, all the different things. For those just joining us, let's tell them a little bit about what neuropathy is all about.
Sure. Well, you know, what we see in our office is a lot of peripheral neuropathy, and neuropathy just means nerve damage. We're specifically seeing patients with peripheral neuropathy, and this is affecting their peripheral nerves, nerves in their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. And oftentimes when this starts off, Scott, patients will notice some form of altered sensation. They may feel like there's something in their shoe, like there's a rock in their shoe, but there's not. Or their sock's balled up, but they take their shoe off and it isn't. Over time, it can become a little bit more intensified. You know, they'll have more tingling pain or pins and needles. It can eventually become burning, sharp shooting electrical pain. Oftentimes, patients with neuropathy can have a lot of numbness. And, you know, with the numbness, they can start to have real balance issues. So as the condition progresses, the symptoms intensify. And then the other common thing that'll happen is it'll start to, the symptoms will start to move. You know, where it starts off in the ball of foot or the toes, it'll start to move up towards the knees. And it's just a sign of kind of progression.
Wow. Does not sound like a fun deal to go through at all. Now, let's talk about treatment. You know, you've been really concentrating on this for a number of years, and I'll say it for you, I consider you a leading specialist here in the whole Denver metro area for it. So talk about your approach to treatment.
Absolutely. Well, what we do in our office is a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. What we do is called electronic signaling treatment, and it's a very advanced form of electromedicine. It incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And the whole objective with this treatment is to be able to treat the patient's nerve pain. So the patients who are having, you know, the burning pain, sharp shooting electrical pain, you know, we commonly see where patients start to have a significant decrease in pain. So as this happens, it's a lot easier for these people to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. We'll see patients who can start to enjoy outdoor activities and go hiking. They feel more confident in their stability. Their balance can improve. So with this advanced treatment, we're, you know, treating the symptoms of nerve pain that patients are really struggling with.
So when that person is going through this with neuropathy, is it something where it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a pain, or is it hit different times throughout the day, or is just everybody different with their symptoms?
You know, it's different, but I will say early on, it's usually something that patients will notice more in the evenings or at night, you know, and oftentimes it's because they're off their feet, you know, they're kind of relaxing and they think about it a little bit more, so it's more prominent. So in the beginning, it's more, patients will tell me, hey, it comes and goes. They may not notice it during the day unless they're really thinking about it.
Right.
But as it progresses, absolutely, I'll see patients where it's more constant. You know, I'll have patients who really can't escape the discomfort and pain they're dealing with. It's 24/7, and that's where it becomes pretty debilitating.
Does our diet play a big role in neuropathy?
Yeah, it absolutely can. You know, you bring up the real question, which is, you know, what are the causes to neuropathy? And, yeah, most people come into our office because of this advanced treatment we do and the results that we get. But I never want to lose sight of the fact that there's a reason patients have it. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're told, hey, it's idiopathic. They don't know why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And to those individuals, I stress there is a reason. So when you look at causes to peripheral neuropathy, the most common cause are blood sugar issues. A lot of people associate neuropathy with diabetes, but even patients who are pre-diabetic can end up with neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. We see it as a result of an autoimmune issue they have, or chronic inflammatory problems. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So.
Right.
There is a reason patients have it, and that's one of the real keys. It's not, you know, just treating the nerve pain. It's making sure we know why they have it, and we address those underlying issues as well. And that's what's going to allow patients to have a really good prognosis.
Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center. Once again, their number is 720-851-9694. And talk to Dr. Anderson a little bit before our segment started, and he's kind enough to offer a free consultation. This is $120 value, but if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation will look like.
Absolutely. When patients come into our office in the beginning, Scott, I sit down and really just spend a lot of time going through health history. You know, I want to be able to understand not just the symptoms that they're dealing with, their neuropathy symptoms, but we want to understand how it affects, you know, their daily activities and really what their goals are. And then we start to dive into, you know, their past history, because I need to be able to get an understanding of why they have it. Oftentimes after these initial appointments, we'll request past records because I want to be able to comb through past blood work. And this is all to make sure we have a good grasp on what's causing it. You know, the initial consultation that, again, is complimentary also includes a chance for me to be able to really assess and go through a neuropathy-specific exam. So we can determine the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, and this is also part of what helps me determine if we can help.
Sure. So is blood work something that you'll usually look, will that show, yeah, you've got neuropathy, or you just kind of look for different symptoms in the blood?
Sure.
Panels.
The exam that we do in the office will help me determine if they have neuropathy and nerve damage and the type of nerve damage and the severity of it. You know, we look at blood work patients have had done, usually from their primary care doctor or other doctors that they've seen, so we can understand maybe what's causing it. You know, are there blood sugar issues causing it? Is there possible inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues causing it? So we're usually looking at past records or blood work to get an understanding of, hey, what's causing the neuropathy that the patient has.
Right. You know, you've been doing this a long time in the chiropractic world, so you've seen people where pain has really made them give up the things they love. And like you say, whether it's hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, playing with grandkids, whatever, pain will change your life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for patients to deal with, and especially, Scott, when it becomes, you know, 24/7 and
yeah.
It's chronic. I see where, You know, it affects patients, you know, their moods. There's patients who are depressed because of it. It affects their social activities. They don't want to be out and socialize anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it affects their relationships. So, you know, it can be very frustrating to deal with.
Right. Any patients come to mind, oh, maybe over the last few months where, boy, they came to you and they say, wow, you know, I've been living with this for so many years, and I've been told by many doctors there was nothing. And you know what? Hey, you know, hey, if we get them 100% better, great. But you know what? I'm telling you, man, if you can get people 50 to 70% better, yeah, most people will take that all day.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell patients in the office, Scott, is, you know, I'm not, well, what we do is not a cure for anything. You know, our objective with patients is, you know, to see improvement with them. And depending on severity, some patients are going to have a lot more improvement than others. But, you know, when patients can get, you know, 60, 70, 80% improvement, and maybe their pain's not constant anymore, mm-hmm, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy those hikes we're talking about, or playing with their grandkids, you know, it can be life-changing.
Sure.
It really can. And, you know, you ask about specific patients. I have a patient who's been in my office for a couple months. We're kind of towards the end of his treatment, but this patient's name is Gary, and when Gary came into my office, he was in a wheelchair, and Gary comes into my office now in a walker. And it's dramatically changed his life.
That's a big change.
Obviously, his mobility's better. I know his wife comes with him every time as well. And, you know, it's affected her life because she doesn't see him in pain all the time. And, you know, he's a lot nicer to be around. And
sure.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I always give Gary a hard time because when he came in, it was one of the motorized wheelchairs, and he just banged up my walls, and he was bouncing off him. So I always tease him about that. And now he's, you know, using a walker, and he doesn't have to worry about scuffing up the walls anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What would be your challenge to people out there that say, hey, you know, I've been feeling these symptoms a long time, I've been on medicines, and I've just decided to kind of live with it. But do you see people where they've just waited so long to come in, and had they come in maybe a year or two earlier, I mean, it could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess, kind of two parts to what you're asking me. Number one, yeah, I see patients who come into my office and it's their neuropathy so severe that I can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I'm always trying to be as upfront as I can with patients, so we absolutely see those cases. You know, the challenge, I guess, if there is for patients, it's the other thing that I see that's very difficult is a lot of patients dealing with this have been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, you have neuropathy. You know, taking the medication to manage the symptoms the best you can do. So a lot of times patients have lost hope. And a lot of times when patients come in to see me, that's where they're at, and they're very skeptical. And I completely understand why. And so what's a big challenge for a lot of my patients, and I know it's where patients put a lot of trust into us, is that, you know, now they may have somebody such as myself saying, hey, you know, we've assessed you. I've looked at the neuropathy. We've got an understanding of why you cause this. We feel like, you know, we can help you. So sometimes it's a big hurdle for patients to get across mentally that, hey, I've been told nothing can be done, and now somebody's telling me that they can help me. So that's always a big challenge for patients as well. So one of the things that's just so important is for people is to just not give up, you know, because I commonly see patients who have been told nothing can be done for you. And, you know, we've been able to at times help those individuals. And again, we can't help everyone, but my job's to put patients in a position to succeed. And Scott, if they can have results, and if, you know, they can get to where they're sleeping better, enjoy activities better, they're more stable, they have better balance, and they're not fall risks.
Sure.
And it's very rewarding, and patients are very appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, again, just a personal endorsement for Dr. Anderson. I've treated with him on some other different issues. I've sent personal friends to him for this neuropathy. And I'm telling you, he, in my words, not his, but in my words, he is leading guy here in the Denver metro area. So if you're suffering with this thing called neuropathy, give his office a call. If you're just turning on your radio, it's a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. You can check out his website at denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, always great to see you, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Scott.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.